Yeah, on the line right now, we'll be speaking to Arabella Gibson. She's the CEO of the Gidget Foundation. Good morning to you, Arabella.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's great. Now, you've got your aim. We've been promoting it as your aim is to provide a support system for expectant and new parents. So how do you think about starting that?
Look, we know that having a baby is a very exciting and happy time, but for many people it also causes great challenges. And it can be a really difficult journey, and one in five new mums and one in 10 new dads will in fact suffer from perinatal depression and anxiety. So at the Gidget Foundation, we provide a number of different support services and treatments to help mums and dads to get through that journey so that they can get well again and look after their family and have a nice, strong, happy family unit.
One of the things that I found really interesting is the nationwide telehealth services, particularly, as is the case for us, being in regional Victoria, regional Australia, and rural and remote communities, because the isolation perspective, I mean, that's a very real one, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, we know that in rural, regional and remote locations, there is not only a lack of service available, but there's also issues around travelling, geography, but also with new mums in particular, they might have had a birth trauma or a cesarean section. They're not allowed to drive, for example, for at least 6 weeks. And getting out of the house with a little bub who might be happily asleep is probably one of the cruelest things you can do to a new parent, to have to wake up a child to get them out of the house to go to appointments. So having the ability to offer a blended service, but in particular a telehealth service directly into the homes of parents who need our support, is absolutely critical. And we offer up to 20 free sessions with our perinatal mental health specialists. And all that people need to do is go to their GP and get a GP-referred mental health care plan to access the service.
You mentioned men are involved in this in some way, that perinatal depression. What sort of problems appear for men?
Look, it appears very differently for men and women in terms of symptoms. So for men, we tend to see them getting more frustrated, more unable to control their temporal anger more so. They can be really feeling the burden and the stress in traditional male roles anyway of having to, provide solutions and be the primary breadwinner. It can put an awful lot of pressure on men, and we see that, that it comes out in those sorts of ways, whereas women, it tends to be more around things like insomnia, being incredibly teary, not being themselves and really finding their mood swinging. But they can also experience things like frustration and anger. But it does tend to kind of show in different ways for men and women.
Not only is it great that people like yourselves providing these services, but again, it's great now over the past decade or two decades to be able to use social media, to be able to use Zoom, to be able to use these other tools to be able to reach the people, particularly in the rural and remote areas.
Yeah, look, this year alone, we've seen an increase of 122% in service delivery just through the Gidget Foundation. We know that mental health helplines are absolutely slammed at the moment. And we know that people out there need support, that people are feeling vulnerable, they're feeling isolated, they're feeling disconnected from their communities. And the pandemic obviously had an effect there. And so we're seeing what we call the COVID lag. And that is where it's taking people some time to recognise how they're feeling and to really demonstrate help-seeking behaviour by getting to their GP or opening up. And of course, there's always the issues around stigma and fear and denial that people are feeling. So there's quite a few hurdles to climb.
Yeah.
Is it something that happens mostly to parents who've had a first child, or does it go across the board for all children?
Well, look, you would assume that it was first child, but in fact, it can happen at any point in time. So it could be first, second, third, fourth, however many children. And it can happen repeatedly with each child, or it can just happen the once. There are some kind of factors that can contribute to perinatal depression or anxiety. And they consist of things like financial stress, marital problems or issues with your relationship and in your partnership. It can be anything from previous history with mental health or generally feeling incredibly stressed for whatever reason that might be. Someone might have moved house recently, that sort of thing. Things that have kind of put them off balance, off their normal kind of routine, if you like. So we know that there are significant contributing factors to this illness as well. And, of course, there's hormones involved.
Yeah, indeed. Arabella, listen, great work that you're doing. Interesting. How can people get in touch with the Gidget Foundation if they want to find out more?
Yeah, look, all of our services are free. They are with perinatal mental health specialists. And you can contact us via our website, which is gidgetfoundation.org.au. There's heaps of information on the website. Or you can give us a call on our 1300 number, which is 1300 851 758.
Terrific. Really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. Arabella Gibson, CEO of the Gidget Foundation Australia. It is the Wake Up Call. Gold, Central Victoria, 8:22.